Sarah's here. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How
are you?
I'm very well.
You particularly like it when our producer Hal Bell says to me, don't forget the don't forget, don't you?
I do. It makes me laugh.
All right, don't forget, Christopher, to clarion the call for don't forget. So, Sarah Joseph is here for today's Pause for Thought, editor of Emel, the Muslim lifestyle magazine. What are you talking about today, Sarah?
Well, when I became a Muslim 23 years ago, I went from being us to them, from we to they. It was almost an overnight change. It was even a change within my family. It was a difficult time. As I began to engage with Muslims, I soon realised that whilst I was us and we from a faith perspective, I was them and they from the perspective of my race and culture. I resented these things at first. I felt cast out by those who were my own. At the same time, I didn't feel totally accepted by my new faith practitioners. After some time, however, I turned things around within myself. I began to see the beauty of being us and them simultaneously. I could explain them to us and us to them. Sometimes, at lectures I would give, people would be confused. When you say us, which us are we talking about? They would ask. The human us, I would often reply. Then 9/11 happened. I was cast into the they of the abyss by otherwise kind and rational people. It was a they which was guilty by association. I tried so hard to explain that I belonged to the us of humans who were outraged and horrified by the slaughter. I tried so hard to explain that the them in the equation were murderers, not people of faith, madmen, not people who knew the love and mercy of God. But the die was set. A decade after 9/11, the us and them mentality got even worse. We're locked into our groups, our tribes, unable to see that in them is us. For me, I belong to the human race. I've met a human who did not want to live a life of dignity, stability and peace. So let us humans get our act together. Let's stop pointing the fingers at all of them who must be to blame for all the bad in the world. We have a lot of work to do to make this world one that we can all share in peace.
Sarah, very much one of us. Thank you so much. Can I come over and give you a hug? Can I? Are you huggable today?
I don't know why I got so emotional. I just feel that sense that we just put ourselves into these barriers and we actually don't recognise that we share so much.
Group hug now. Lots of very positive reaction already from today's Pause for Thought. Well done, Sarah. Well said, Sarah. Completely agree with what she said. Give her a hug from me too, says Helen. Wow, that was powerful. Says someone else. Mike Palandi, who's a professional hard-hearted golfer, he's just texted me saying that was amazing. That last night made me cry. Thank you very much from Natasha on the way to work.